After a couple of years of efforts by many people across the state, the Georgia Agricultural Commodity Commission for Beef did pass last month by a 76% vote. And Georgia Commissioner of Agriculture Gary Black said beef producers across the state have spoken.
And they've said we'd like to have a beef commission to, you know, go along with our wonderful efforts at the Georgia Beef Board. And so they're stepping up, you know, trying to push that whole concept of research, education, and promotion on behalf of the beef industry for the next generation. So that's all come together. Had a great meeting, another little organizational, if you will, paperwork kind of meeting with our livestock market operators just a couple of weeks ago. And so some of those details really coming together fine. And I think expecting, very positive times for the beef industry. I mean, we're all-time high on prices and just a lot of excitement still in the industry, but they recognize that there's a lot of challenges for the future. And if you sit around and wait on state government or federal government to help pay for it, what the needs of the industry are, that's just not acceptable. So producers spoke out overwhelmingly that, we need to invest in ourselves. If we invest in ourselves, then we can self-determine, you know, what the needs of the industry are, and whether that's, you know, interaction with the university system or certainly the wonderful promotions, and make sure that everyone knows that in not only in June, but in every month of the year, that beef is what's for dinner. And so that's what this commission's all about.
The new state marketing order that sets an assessment and levy of $1 per head on cattle sold in the state is scheduled to go into effect on July 1st of this year. The Georgia Agricultural Commodity Commission for Beef was an effort of many organizations, including the Georgia Cattlemen's Association, Georgia Farm Bureau, Georgia Milk Producers, and Georgia Livestock Markets. And unlike the National Beef Checkoff, the entire dollar stays right here in the state. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.